After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going. How are you?
Good. How'd the weekend go with the kids?
Very good. Very good. They were very good. Very good. Carly, it went so good. Carly loved her little kitchen set. Oh, my God. Because, you know, she kept talking what she wanted, a kitchen set. Well, and we took her, she keeps saying she's five. And we went shopping, and she seen this one, and it was pink Mickey Mouse one.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda was looking at a different one, then she seen that one, and Amanda bought the pink Minnie Mouse one.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when Carly seen that at the Kmart, she fell in love with it. She loves it. And you should have seen her, because I got little dishes and stuff to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got from Jackie an apron and a chef's hat. Oh, my God.
She's excited about it.
Oh, my God, yes. And then the what's-her-face's kids, you know, Brooke and Bree.
Yeah.
So Bree was saying, Bree said, Carly, you can be the chef, and I will be the table setterer. Because she was carrying around the plates and stuff, Mike. It was so freaking cute. Yeah.
It's cute.
It was adorable.
Did Jackie tell you I called him?
Yes, he did.
Is it Mike? Where are you calling me from? Where are you at? I said, jail. He goes, they being good to you in there?
He said, damned.
That's damned, yeah.
That's damned.
Why don't you ask Lucas if he'll come on Thursday?
Oh, that's a thought.
I mean, because he could say, you know, that I did everything I was supposed to do in my bond, I followed everything I was supposed to do in my tether, that I always called him and let him know things. I mean, to show that, hey, you know, I think that would be good, and I know it's a lot to ask, but I would greatly appreciate it, you know.
Okay, that's a great idea.
I think so, too. I'm going to do whatever they say. I just pray you get it.
I pray, too, baby.
So, anything else?
Yeah, Carrie just told me, I know that Carly goes and hugs Ryan when Ryan's there, but I still think I'm her favorite auntie. And that was so funny because then you called right after that.
Yeah.
It's not time yet. The kids were very good. They were good. When we went to town, Carrie and I and Carly went, Jack didn't want to go. He wanted to stay here. I mean, he likes to, you know, how Jack is.
Mm-hmm.
And we got home so late Friday night, and when we went to bed and everything, poor little feller peed the bed. And he kind of was embarrassed, and I said, honey, I said, that's okay. He said, I forgot to go potty before I went to bed. I said, honey, you fell asleep. We got home so late. I said, but that's okay. Nana peed the bed. Papa peed the bed. I said, your daddy peed the bed before, too. He said he did, and I said, yes, everybody has accidents. Everybody. He was cool, changed his drawers, and he's totally on to something else.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're just such good-natured.
Yeah, a lot of people at the birthday party?
All of our regulars, you know, all of the ones that are normally there.
Yeah.
I mean, with just us, it's hell of a party.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. No, but it went good. But Mariah was doing some sass, and she got in a little bit of trouble. Auntie had to thank her and send her to her room.
How's Beth doing?
She's doing pretty good. She is. I haven't seen Jordan yet, though, but I called Jordan, mm-hmm. and I read Jordan that letter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is so stupid, though. He said, I don't know who he thought it was for, but he said when he hears that, he's going to bawl. And I'm thinking, you dipshit, it's for you.
Did you? Yeah, tell him I said happy
yeah.
birthday, too. Yeah, good.
Uh-huh, yeah, so I did. He knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a dick, such a dinkleberry. And what else was I going to tell you? I think I told you, though, that Mr. Van Orwick, he specifically asked me if Timmons was going to write a letter and stuff.
Yeah, did you?
I think. Go ahead.
Amanda said you said he had an appointment.
He had an appointment. He told me he
oh.
made an appointment to go talk with her.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. You just said he was going to try to go see her next week.
No, he had an appointment to go talk with her. And what I said to him was, any kind words, he said, well, you know this is going to come up. And he says, you know, he has, you know, all kinds of things he wants to say. And I said, well, you, every kind word you say is greatly appreciated. I said, you make something happen and I will cook you a dinner. And I'm not a cook.
But he's going to talk about the program also?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I hope he comes so when you talk to him.
I will. Well, I did tell him that.
Don't forget to
I will definitely do that. That is a great...
Do not forget
I won't.
The Lucas thing.
I won't.
For him to come, and I hope you talk to Sherry about coming, too.
I did, and I will call Sherry again specifically.
Yeah. I really want those three people to
He come. Really wants Sherry to be there. And then Tommy had got the kids pineapple, and Carly left some in the bowl. And I said, don't throw that away. Put it in the fridge, and I'm going to have Carrie give it to Bill. Don't he like pineapple?
Oh, yeah. Don't give him too much of anything. Just give him a little bit, because then he'll waste it if you give him too much of anything.
Well, there was only a little bit left in the bowl. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
They were very good. I'm going to go through some of that food stuff that I got upstairs, you know, that was Carrie's. I'm going to go through that and send some over there for Carly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all she talked about that she wanted was a kitchen set and a dollhouse.
You're so funny.
I know, I would love to send this dollhouse, but that's what they play with when they're here.
Yeah.
Carrie
mm-hmm.
said, no, no. But I want to get her a shopping cart, too. That's you? Good. Okay. That is such a great idea, though, and I never even thought of that.
Me either. His cards that I put here the last time I was here, I just noticed it. It's still there.
Oh.
You can tell him that, and I thought about it.
So. That is funny.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, if you could do that, that would be great. And I'm just going to keep praying to get it.
I haven't stopped praying. I don't know about the whole insurance thing, but I will call and find out. I mean,
if you can call tomorrow and find out, that'd be awesome.
Well, I will find out. I mean, I don't know.
Because probably a question they're going to ask me, and I'm going to be like, well, I don't know. I can kind of come up with as much as I can to do it. You know what I mean? That's going to be something they already asked me. So, but my interview's Wednesday. But I want, if Sherry can come, that's something I want her to tell. You know, the judge, you know, that we've worked, that she and the family's worked out the cost for her services, that the courts or no one would have to be responsible. You know,
Sherry knows this?
Yeah.
Well,
okay. I mean, you can talk to her about that, because that was the...
Oh, okay.
The probation officer said, well, who's going to pay for all this? You know, that was her concern. I'm like, well, you know, I mean, they can give me what they provide, but they can't pay for extra kind of thing, you know?
Right. He and your family have worked out the cost with Sherry.
Yeah.
Okay. I will see what I can find out about that. I mean,
I don't think so, but if you can, that'd be awesome.
Well, we'll find out. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't want to cut you short, but Carrie's giving me puppy dog eyes. She wants to talk to you, okay?
I love you.
Love you millions.
Find out all you can for tomorrow, and I'll call you soon.
All right, love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, hello?
What's going on?
I want to tell you what your son Robert said to me.
What?
Well, we were messing around, then he goes, hey, Auntie, and I said, what? He goes, I'm going to get you a donkey for Christmas for your husband, since you don't have one. And I looked at him. I said, oh, yeah? He goes, yeah, you need one. I said, good, because all men are mostly jackasses anyways. And he looks at me. I said, yeah, I'm including you when you grow up. He just looked at me. And Tyler started laughing. They all looked at me and laughed. And he goes, that's pretty funny. I go to your house this morning while Amanda was at church to get everything started for the party because she wouldn't have a lot of time when she got home.
They might come in. The guards. His guys are being stupid, so the guards might come in here. I might have to go.
Okay. My car started stalled 4 times today.
Say that again.
My car stalled out 4 times today. Wouldn't start, all this stuff.
Nice.
Took me 45 minutes just to go down to Mike's to get some eggs.
How's all the horses look?
Pretty good.
Good. All right, well, I should probably go. I'm going to try to call back tomorrow evening to see if Mom found out some stuff.
Okay.
But I'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.